Zoom refuses to host NYU event with terrorist Leila Khaled. By Tom Sikata on November 17, 2020. An event organized by professors at New York University was shut down by Zoom recently. Zoom refused to participate in the event due to its inclusion of Leila Khaled, a terrorist that participated in two plane hijackings in the 1960s and 1970s. Zoom pulled out of another Khaled event in September that was organized by professors at San Francisco State University. According to a report by Campus Reform, Zoom recently dropped out of a guest lecture event hosted by a group of NYU professors. The event's guest speaker was Leila Khaled, a Palestinian terrorist that participated in two plane hijackings in 1969 and 1970. The professors claim that Zoom's refusal to host the virtual event was a sick comedy of error that amounts to censorship. Today, Zoom unilaterally shut down a webinar hosted by the NYU chapter of the EP, and co-sponsored by several NYU departments and institutes, the organization said in a statement. The webinar was scheduled to discuss the censorship by Zoom and other big tech platforms of an open classroom session last month at SFSU, featuring the Palestinian rights advocate Leila Khaled. The professors behind the event claim that administrators at NYU have chastised Zoom over their refusal to host the event. The NYU administration has told us they knew nothing about Zoom's decision, and that they have taken up the issue with the company's representatives, the statement continues. We urge the administration to issue a strong statement denouncing this act, and to revisit the terms of its contract with Zoom. Breitbart News reported in September that San Francisco State University had invited Khaled to speak to students. Just days before the event, Zoom announced that the event violated its terms of service. In light of the speaker's reported affiliation or membership in a U.S.-designated foreign terrorist organization, and SFSU's inability to confirm otherwise, we determine the meeting is in violation of Zoom's terms of service and told SFSU they may not use Zoom for this particular event, Zoom wrote in a statement at the time. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.